So yesterday was Human Trafficking Awareness Day, a day created to raise awareness of slavery and human trafficking worldwide. I am joined today by Cornel Viljoen, the Prevention and Awareness Coordinator at 821 South Africa, to talk about human trafficking and ways to combat it. Welcome to my show, Cornel.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having 821 on your show.
You're welcome. Could you please introduce yourselves to the listener and tell us more about 821?
Sure. Hi, listeners. I hope you're having a great weekend so far. My name is Cornel Viljoen, as Amira mentioned, and I'm the Prevention and Awareness Coordinator, or if you want to shorten it, the REACH Coordinator. And that's just equipping the public on what human trafficking is and how they can play a role in helping to prevent it. So A21 stands for Abolishing Injustice in the 21st Century, and we really want to see that we can stop this issue and not just maintain it. And so we have three aspects to it. The first one would be REACH. So we want to reach the vulnerable, the person that might fall for a false job opportunity, or that might be lured by a family member or friend, by, you know, even just coming to Cape Town for a holiday, and then they actually get exploited, maybe in sex trafficking or in labor trafficking, and then they're being manipulated into situations that they don't want to be in. And then secondly, we rescue, along with law enforcement, the survivors out of those situations. So a lot of times the survivor themselves will either contact the National Human Trafficking Resource Line, which is a line that operates 24/7 that anyone can really phone in and report the crime. So we work with law enforcement, with Department of Social Development, in order to combat and also then assist the survivor. And then restore is to see the journey with the survivor, that they can live independently again, find a proper job that is not false, and just see that they can get back on their feet again.
For those who don't know, can you tell us more about human trafficking?
Yes, human trafficking is, in a simplistic form, the buying and selling of people. Now, a lot of times we end up in children's presentations and we ask the children, if you go to Checkers or Pick and Pay, do you see people for sale on the shelves? The thing is, people are not for sale. It's an illegal crime that's taking place. So it's basically, if I was taking you and I said, hey, Amira, I've got this work opportunity for you. You might want it to be a manager at a hotel, or you want it to be a waitress, or you want it to, you know, be a beautician. And I say, I have an offer for you in Johannesburg. So immediately I would take you away from the place that you feel safe at and that you can ask for help. And so I remove you away from that. So I say, oh, I'll pay for your bus ticket, or I'll pay for your flight ticket. But when you get into Johannesburg, now you need to work it off, and now I might sell you as a sex slave, or I force you onto the streets, or I will exploit you maybe in a bakery somewhere, but you don't get paid. So you either get a little bit of money or you don't get paid at all. So it's very long hours that you work.
What tips do you give children to avoid being victims of human trafficking?
The key, I think, for children is, first of all, to know your parents' contact details. One thing we teach them is the safe circle. So if you put your right hand out, and so who would be the five people that you would contact for help? So we will always say it should be your mommy, your daddy, your grandparents. A lot of children maybe, you know, live with their parents, or their grandparents raised them, and your teacher, and then the police. So those are the five people that you can contact for help. But out of the five, the three should collect you from school. So even if you have maybe your auntie or uncle, you know, don't go with them, even if they're blood related, because you don't know what they've been up to, pretty much. So it's good to sit with your parents and say, who is on my safe circle and who are the people that are allowed to actually fetch me from school? Another thing is, don't have your name on your backpack or any of your clothing. I know some schools brand the backpacks or the clothing, but it's very easy then to come to the child and say, hey, Stephen, your mommy asked me to come and pick you up. But Stephen has never met me before, you know. So it's very easy for somebody to lure a child away and be like, oh, okay, cool, I'll just trust anyone, really, you know. So that's another way. The third thing I would say is, have an action plan. If something happened to you now, what would you do? You know, a lot of times we feel more braver than in the moment, then you freeze, and then what, you know? So it's really working with your parents to say, hey, what's my action plan? If you go to maybe a shopping center, okay, let your parents take you to the actual info desk that they can visually see, hey, this is how the info desk look like. When I get lost and I identify this spot, then I know I need to come here. Most of the time, don't take them to the security guard, because the security guards move around. So they're not necessarily going to be in that specific spot. But you can show them, this guy in this uniform, you need to ask him for help. So those are some of the things that children can identify. Okay, I need to be aware when I go somewhere, play in front of my parents or walk in front of my parents versus behind somewhere, or, oh, there's a toy, let me go off by myself. So really just asking permission. And even at school, if someone collects you, what's the password, your family password for collecting someone? That's another way you can do it as well.
What tips would you give for adults and parents?
I think it's important for parents to talk to their children about this crime and finding solutions on how to protect their children. I know that last year there was a lot of focus on abductions. And abductions does not necessarily lead to cases of human trafficking. It might be for other purposes that children are being abducted. So it's very important to know that in any situation, how would I keep my child safe if I am not with them? So just as to some of the points that I've already mentioned, you know, what is the safe spot that you will find yourself if you get separated from your parents, knowing your parents' details, or even just for the parents to know that you don't have to wait 24 hours before you report a missing child. You can immediately report it and then also contact missing persons in order to report that, give as much detail, maybe even as simplistic, if you're going to the beach, taking a photo of your child that you can remember what the clothes they might have on. For the parents, as simplistic as playing a game and getting the kids' fingerprints, because that's something you can always identify with in any case, versus being able to like remember, okay, it's easy to dye a kid's hair or to shave the kid's hair, you know. So fingerprints are the best way to actually trace the child again.
Yesterday was Human Trafficking Awareness Day. What events were there to bring awareness in this issue in South Africa?
Okay, so there's many forms and ways that normally days like these are highlighted. It would be either radio interviews, or it would be presentations in schools. Schools just recently opened, so I know not a lot of schools were actually involved within that. There's community events where people can get involved as well in order to bring the awareness. We really focused on social media, so we posted a post on social media and shared that with our followers as well as on A21. But then also on the National Human Trafficking Resource Line. So some people will do social events as well.
How does A21 help prevent human trafficking?
We've got many ways. So within Reach, we actually do primary school, high school, corporate presentations, and then we also do frontline professional training. So if someone is a police officer, or they're a nurse, or they are a security person at a company, we can come and do training with them at their work and train them how to identify a potential victim, because they will have people most likely they come in contact with that could be a potential victim. So those are some of the ways. We've got education programs that people can make use of. We've got a program called Shine Hope, and that's a 9-week course we do with children age 12 and up, and it's about your worth, strength, and purpose. So it focuses on your identity, but then also aspects of human trafficking. So that's another great course that we do as well. And even, yeah, just community partnering with organizations is very key for us. If you have an event at your school or at your work, we can easily slot into that day when you want to bring awareness, have an info booth, or even at a conference. So those are some of the ways that you can ask H1 to come be a part of basically bringing awareness in your community. And then the second thing would be, we work with law enforcement to help people out of the situations. So we want to prevent people from going into it, and then we want to get people out of the situations.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
I would say make use, educate yourself, go onto our website, A21.org, and then there's also the National Human Trafficking Resource Line, which is 0800 222 777, and that's operated 24/7 for people to report the crime and educate yourself on how to identify a potential victim, but also make sure you educate your children on how to stay safe as well.
thank you very much for that interview. I think lots of the children now here in the hospital actually understand what human trafficking is and how to be safe.
Yes.